Hello and welcome to this episode of AnimeCons TV. I'm here at KrakenCon, which was held April 6th at the Oakland Convention Center in Oakland, California. This is KrakenCon's second convention. The last one I did a report on back in, I think it was October, November, end of last year, and it was in South San Francisco. And since then they've moved to the Oakland Convention Center, and it's a much bigger venue, a much nicer venue. There's more room, everything's spread out. So you can easily get around, and they can expand. They've got three panel rooms and a main events room, and those are off. I'm in the dealer's room right now, the artist alley. The panel rooms are off to the side, and for the panels I've done, they're adequately sized. The masquerade's later tonight, so we'll see how that will be. There's a video area, and it's over on the other side of the dealer's room here. And so there's a bit of noise with the main event hall here, although it's not as bad as it was last year, where it was in the middle of everything. Now it's kind of over on the side, and the sound's good, so you can hear what's going on. But there's still a lot of bleed from everything around. The dealer's room is larger this year. It's more spread out, so it's easier to get to the booths, and there's more space between them. Last year it was pretty crowded and noisy. This year, it's not as stressful because you can get right up to the dealer, see what they've got. There's, I think, more of them. But yeah, I took my time, went around the room, and saw lots of cool stuff. Good variety of dealers too, selling t-shirts or steampunk things or toys, DVDs. I even saw some old VHS cassettes, which is weird. There's even some people doing makeup over there, like full-on prosthetic things, which is, never seen that before at a con, but it's really cool. Yeah. They have a video game area off to the side where people are doing a crazy dance game, where they're moving their bodies all about. There's also some retro games. You can play Duck Hunt, and some other stuff is over there. Fortunately, that's on the opposite side of the room from the video screenings. They've got a maid cafe right over here, and that's wrapping up now, where for $5 you could go and enjoy the maid cafe. They have autographs, and those are actually being held in the corner here, and the line is outside the room, so you line up and then come into the room, so that seems pretty organized. Out in the main area, they've got registration and pre-registration right as you get in the door, and yeah, it's pretty organized, no complaints. For registration, they're using these wristbands, and so instead of the badge that you hang around your neck, so I've been looking down occasionally and not see a badge there, it's like, oh, I've lost, and then I realize, oh no, it's in the wristband. It's just, there's not many cons I've been to that use these, but it's a one-day thing, so it'll work. But I hope next year when it's 2 days, I don't have to shower with this on, need to do a badge system next year. But for this year, it works fine. It's only a 9-hour con, so I'll snip this off when I go home. Although I have heard from the organizers that some of the fans have left them on and have been in pictures months later with these wristbands, and that's weird. I hope they shower, because you don't want to leave this on for months. Please take them off. Maybe if you get one of those elastic ones, you could put it, but you don't wear this paper thing for months. Oh my God. Artist alley and dealer's room are combined in the same room here. And yeah, everything's pretty much in this big main area, but the panels are kind of like a subset of the room. There are actual air walls separating everything. Now, as you enter, there's a big Batman and Iron Woman statue with some sound blaring from a Batman video that's showing. And so some of the panels that are right outside of that have to close their doors or else the sound goes into those rooms. They're not using speakers or microphones in those rooms, so with the door open, it's kind of hard to hear with that going on. For guests, they've got a couple of voice actors, some authors, cosplay guests. Patrick Seitz is here, and I saw him just 2 weeks ago at Anime Boston. He was up on stage with me at Anime Unscripted, so it's good to see him here too. Now, as a one-day con, I don't imagine there's a lot of people traveling overnight, but there is a Marriott right next door. It's attached to the convention center. So for future growth, that might be a really good thing to have the Marriott right there. For all the commuters coming from San Francisco or the Bay Area, BART, there's a BART stop that's just one block away. And so it's really easy to get to. If you're driving, there's a convention center parking garage and you can park for $25 a day. For food options, it's in downtown Oakland, so you've got everything that's here. Although it's the weekend, it's a Sunday. So some of the things, like there's a Popeyes that was closed, there's a Panda Express that was closed, but Burger King is open. It was very popular. That's just a couple blocks up the street. And there's probably some other stuff. I didn't wander too far, but yeah, it's downtown Oakland, so there's plenty of dining options. And it ends at 6 p.m., so right as it's dinner time, you can go off and have dinner somewhere else. Now, they seem to be doing this as a spring and a fall event. Back when it was held last year, I thought it was going to be a yearly thing. Then I saw the date was April, so I thought, oh, they moved it up to put it in Oakland. Well, they're coming back to Oakland in October, October 4th and 5th. Oh, it's 2 days. That's good, because I really want more of this convention. It's a lot of fun, and yeah, I think I'll get a hotel room next year and actually maybe have time to cosplay, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with 2 days, because this is a great, very well-organized one-day con, and I'm looking forward to it as 2 days. A lot of cosplayers here too, and so that's definitely a good thing, and I'm looking forward to the masquerade, and I will be recording the masquerade, so look for that in our extras feed, and you can see the entire masquerade. We'll also put it on our YouTube channel, and that's probably going to be up by the time you see this. What else to say? The program guide is very well organized. There's a map right in the center, so it just naturally falls open to the map. It's full color. They've got information on all the programming and all the guests. They've got lists of the exhibitors and artists, all their screenings. And I need to watch more Sword Art Online, that's clear. There's some ads for cons in the area. So yeah, it's a nice pocket-sized thing. Well, not pocket-sized, but the schedule is right in the back, so you don't have to hunt for it. I've been carrying this around. They don't have guidebook, but this is adequate for one day. We'll see what they do next year. But yeah, I'm really liking this convention, and I like the improvements they made this year. So in October, the convention's returning here on October 4th and 5th, and I know I'll be back. It's a great convention. This is their second time, and no complaints. I am looking forward to coming back in October, and hope to see you here too. If you were at Kraken Con, let us know. Call our voicemail line and let us know what you thought of the convention. The voicemail is 762-ADEQUATE, that's 762-233-7828, or you can email us at podcast@animecons.tv. And don't forget to subscribe. If you found us on YouTube, hit the subscribe there. If you're on iTunes, we're on there. Just search for AnimeCons TV or go to AnimeCons.tv. We're singing. So I'm going to wrap it up. This is Patrick from Kraken Con. I'll see you back here in October. Frozen's everywhere.